Campaign 2022 on KYW News Radio.
The top of the ticket is getting all the attention this election season, but Philadelphia voters will also be selecting four new city council members in a special election on Tuesday's ballot. With more on this, KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb.
Four city council members resigned to run for mayor next year. Two were at-large members, so voters citywide will choose their replacements. In a quirk of the city charter, these are head-to-head races, unlike regular at-large elections where voters pick five candidates at a time. One race pits former council staffer Sharon Vaughn against a Republican and a Libertarian, but she's considered a shoo-in because of Democrats' registration edge. The same is true of the other race. Jim Harrity, currently political director of the state Dems, is heavily favored.
I'm going to go in there and fight for new schools.
Harrity says he's motivated to run by the kids in his Kensington neighborhood.
It's the whole list of things that these poor kids have to deal with every day before they even get to school, and then they go to a school that's more like a prison.
His Republican opponent, Drew Murray, is a former Democrat, active in his community, who's run before.
Part of my selling point to get this nomination is I said I'm electable.
Murray believes he can attract Democrats and independents.
And that's imperative for this special election and next November.
The two other council vacancies are district seats, the 7th and 9th, where, again, Democrats are heavily favored. Pat Loeb, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.